This is John Batchelor speaking with my colleagues Gordon Chang and Charles Burton about the Mao appearing in Xi Jinping, the Mao Zedong, the dominator of the 20th century, the man responsible for the torment and mass death of the Chinese people, Mao, consolidating power in the Cultural Revolution of the 1960s that led to depredation and ruin for families for generations. And the question is Xi Jinping following this model? Is that what we're observing now in these odd remarks where on the one hand he asks for foreign investment, on the other hand he threatens Taiwan, threatens his own people? Charles Burton and in Canada has experience with China. He's lived there. He has the language. And his analysis is very helpful to compare these two eras, the 1960s and 70s until his death, Mao Zedong consolidating power because he had rivals who challenged his leadership, his ruinous leadership, starvation, the depredation of the Chinese people, and Xi Jinping, who supervises right now what is a failing economy, vast unemployment among young people, broken down industries, no business at factories, bad investments, credit broken, vast failures all around him. And yet he makes threatening speeches. Here's Charles to analyze what Mao did and what she's doing now.
Well, I mean, we're certainly seeing a very strong xenophobic and anti-foreign ideas movement under Xi Jinping that seems to be consolidating, not to speak of his crackdown on entrepreneurship and, you know, companies in China who now have PR plans for when their CEO might disappear politically. So I think that we're already seeing Xi Jinping wanting to eliminate any kind of political alternatives or alternative discourses that suggest that he shouldn't be the penultimate dictator of China. So I think from that point of view, we're there, and we're already seeing quite a lot of purges of well, you know, as we know, if we discuss the Minister of Foreign Affairs, the Minister of Defense, a large number of PLA people. Recently, a number of senior officials who were in the Chinese National People's Congress and the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference have been removed, suggesting that the purging of elements within the party and military is far more extensive than we've been aware. And so I think that we are seeing a situation where Xi is learning from Mao, expecting people to comply with his will by reading his works and becoming virtuous. And those that are corrupt or who are not fully supportive of Xi's political program are dealt with very, very harshly.
More of this later. Thank you.